मुकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरि यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। So as we always keep saying, one of the important thing when it comes to Bhagavatam class is attentiveness. Not just Bhagavatam class, any devotional activity that we do. So we are investing time anyways. So one important thing that we can tell our mind is, why don't we be attentive also? In fact, it is our personal experience that in our entire day, we go through so many things. Because of office, because of family members, because of so many other people around. But then in a session, in a Bhagavatam class or in a Bhagavad Gita class, if we just switch off our mind, I mean, all those impressions of the entire day and all the other thought process and just have submissive oral reception, like Prabhupada says, automatically we will see that there will be so much of nourishment, so much of nourishment. Sometimes what happens is, I put the lecture on a Bluetooth speaker and then I'll be doing some service. So, it is entering the ear. The voice, the sound is entering the ear. Something is better than nothing. That's what I think. So, something is entering, but then we don't get the full benefit. After that service is done, when I think, okay, what did I hear? Not much points are there, to remember. But when we just sit and pause everything around, all the work, and just listen, to the Srimad Bhagavatam, automatically there is so much of nourishment, so much of nourishment. And what a devotee lacks every single day is nourishment. So if we are nourished properly, what happens? We have a new enthusiasm to practice bhakti. Sometimes it happens that we feel very low in bhakti. Again I have to chant. Oh, again I have to do reading. Again I have to do hearing. Why? Because we don't feel nourished. We don't feel that, I've really got something. And that enthusiasm to attain Krishna, unfortunately, because of the setup around the Maya Shakti, the mind, and equivalent of those around us, they pull us down every now and then. And then we start feeling, theek hai, it's okay. No, today I'll take a break. Or for this week, I'll take a break. Sometimes devotees take a month break also. Nowadays, in lockdown, when people are going to vacation to hometown and things like that, it's a long time break, full 1 month and things like that. All this happens because nourishment is not there. Why nourishment doesn't happen? Because we are not attentive in whatever activities we are doing. So I request all of you all. So it is 7:10. So for another 1 hour, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I request all of you all that please try to be very, very attentive. If not attentive, at least keep all your work aside and be there listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're discussing from 7th canto and we are at 5th chapter. We started from chapter 1 and now we are at 5th chapter, the 32 shloka. So what have happened till now? So Prahlad Maharaj has been admitted to a school and his very wonderful teacher Shanda and Amarka, they are teaching him very nicely all the economics, all the diplomacy, all the politics. But then Prahlad Maharaj is not able to digest all that. No, he just listens, he memorizes and he speaks like a parrot. And when these teachers took Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, so it was expected that Prahlad Maharaj will speak whatever he has learned in the school. And Hiranyakashipu also, he asked a wrong question. Hiranyakashipu asked a question saying, what is the best thing that you have learned from your teacher? And whenever this word guru comes, Prahlad Maharaj remembers only one guru. That is Narada Muni. Now because guru is that personality who takes us closer to Krishna. Sometimes teachers in the school are also called as guru. But they cannot be called as guru. They are just there as faculty. That's their profession. Guru is the one who takes a disciple, his subordinate, closer to Krishna, helps him to break the cycle of birth and death. So when Hiranyakashipu said Guru, Prahlad Maharaj remembered his guru, that is Narada Muni. And from Narada Muni, Prahlad Maharaj had got all the amazing teachings about Krishna. And it was the mercy of Sri Narada Muni, Srila Narada Muni, that Prahlad Maharaj got this intense form of bhakti. And without any doubt, we can say prema bhakti. Now, when this question was asked, then our very wonderful Prahlad Maharaj, he says that, oh, Asurya Varya, according to me, the best thing that I've learned is people like you, who are completely dipped in this material life, who are like fallen into a deep, dark, dry well, Andhakupa. I feel people like you should give up everything and go to Braja, go to Sri Vrindavan Dham and practice bhakti. After hearing this, like Hiranyakashipu going crazy. But then Hiranyakashipu was laughing, thinking maybe some ISKCON devotees have come and preached to this person. Maybe some online classes are going on and somehow hiding in the mobile he has seen. So Hiranyakashipu told Chanda and Amarka that keep a watch on him. It's not proper. It's not proper that the enemies come and preach their philosophy to my kid. My kid should learn diplomacy, economics, politics. He should inherit my entire kingdom and enjoy. Chanda and Amarka went crazy because just before getting Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu, both of them, they made sure that the rehearsal is done. So nicely, Prahlad Maharaj spoke everything, and suddenly something else was spoken. So Chanda and Amarka were bewildered completely, and they were asking, "What's wrong? Where did you learn all these things from? What is the problem?" And then Prahlad Maharaj, he starts answering, and these are the verses that Prahlad Maharaj is speaking. Maybe we'll read some translation from previous verses so that we understand the various things. Yes. Because of their uncontrolled senses. Yeah. So this Chanda and Amarka, they are saying, "Oh Hiranyakashipu, whatever your son Prahlad has said was not taught to him by me or anyone else. His spontaneous devotional service has naturally developed in him. Therefore, please give up your anger and do not unnecessarily accuse us. It is not good to insult a Brahmana in this way." I think, So I just described about the first time, when first time Prahlad Maharaj was taken. So he spoke that verse. And again, when second time Prahlad Maharaj was taken after a lot of rehearsal, again Prahlad Maharaj spoke, "Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam." Now second time, after a good vacation, when Hiranyakashipu heard this from the mouth of his own son, he was going completely crazy, thinking, "What is this? What nonsense is this?" he's speaking. And this time, Hiranyakashipu started chastising and cornering Chanda and Amarka. And at that time, Chanda and Amarka are saying this, that see, we have not taught anything to your son. This is spontaneous devotional service. We don't know where he has learned from. And then Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he starts speaking. Now, when maybe Hiranyakashipu looked at Prahlad, and then Prahlad started speaking, and then he starts, telling very, very wonderful shlokas. These shlokas should be by-hearted. He says, "Matirna Krishna paratara svatova Matirna Krishna paratara satova." Because of the uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which was already being chewed. Their inclinations towards Krishna are never aroused, either by instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by combination of both. So such people who are completely into materialism, Prahlad Maharaj here is slapping all the materialists, saying the ones who are completely materialistic, they cannot get a good intelligence, transcendental intelligence, which can be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. They cannot do bhakti. That's what he's talking about. And then he says that persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life, and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch. Materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitful labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is giving a very, very important instruction. What is that important instruction? When it comes to people in general, materialists, for them, it's very difficult to practice bhakti. And what do they do? What do they do? They accept another materialist as their guru and they start following that person. So just imagine, you might have seen, you might have seen on the roads, sometimes when blind people walk. So one blind man will be keeping his hand on the shoulder of other blind man. And like this, there'll be a chain. And that's how they walk, you know, from one place to another. So here, a materialistic person following another materialistic person is like a blind man following another blind man. So the person who is in front, he also does not know, you know, he is also not able to see, and the person behind, he is also not able to see. And when they are preached that the goal of life is to attain Krishna this very lifetime, they don't understand. In fact, let me make some important points on this line. To accept that the goal of life is to attain Krishna is a very, very big thing. A very big thing. Not everyone can do this. Because the past samskaras from the past lives will haunt the person like anything. The desires which the person had, you know, which are accumulated in the heart like garbage, all that will haunt the person like anything. They'll not allow the person, you know, to move ahead, to think about the ultimate goal of life. In fact, when we go and preach to someone that the ultimate goal of life is to attain Krishna, they will say, what will I do attaining Krishna? This is the question. Sometimes I've personally got this question. Prabhuji, can you please tell what will we do going to Goloka Vrindavan? Right? Everything is good here. What is the problem? Why should we go there? People cannot understand. And I've heard this question again and again so many times. People keep asking this question. And also, I think many of us will also have this question that we don't have that intense desire to come back to Godhead. What should we do? Right? So this is what is the question that people ask. Now, this is because, unfortunately, our past samskaras have been very, very dirty and contaminated. Because of that, the pure Krishna conscious goal is very difficult to follow. This is very, very pure. Attaining Krishna, going back home back to Godhead, going back to Goloka Vrindavan, to be in Krishna's personal association. It's a very, very pure desire. It's a transcendental desire. Pure is a less word. It's a very, very transcendental desire. So this desire, you know, if someone has, then it means, you know, that person is really, you know, has got the mercy of superiors, you know, his guru and pure devotees. So the point that I'm making here is to get this desire to attain Krishna, to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, this itself is very rare. If someone has it, you know, that is very amazing. And if someone does not have, that person should hanker to get that desire. We should pray to the Lord. We should cry in front of the Lord saying, please help. I don't have this desire to come back to you. Look at my fallen state. My fallen state is so fallen that, you know, getting this desire also is not being possible for me. Now look at my state. I'm so contaminated that even now when I, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, after hearing Bhagavatam for so long, I'm not getting this desire, O Lord, you know, to come back to you. Now look at my fallen state, O Lord. Look at my fallen state. See, only Lord can change our heart. This has to be clear. Because he is there as Paramatma, right? Sarvasya Chamriti Sannivishta. He is there as Paramatma in our heart. And he can change our heart in no time. If he desires, today he can make us pure devotees. Today. Immediately, during Bhagavatam class or after Bhagavatam class, immediately we can become pure devotees. It all depends on Krishna. He has to just desire that this person should become a pure devotee. So once he desires that, automatically it will manifest. But why will he desire? For Krishna to desire or Krishna to bless us, we have to, again and again put the petition. Again and again, you know, we have to pray and beg from Krishna. This one thing, this one thing, you know, we should keep begging all the time. That, oh Lord, please help me to get that hankering to attain you this very lifetime. Please help me. No, or else without your mercy, this hankering I cannot get. I cannot get this mercy. I cannot get this hankering. Yes. So, and also another thing is the ones who have this hankering, we should listen from them and we should associate with them. Automatically that hankering will come, you know, to us as well by their mercy. So the next shloka that we are going to discuss is a very famous shloka. And this is a solution. This shloka is a solution for all our problems, you know, which are holding us back and not allowing us to move towards Krishna. So how can we move towards Krishna? How can we get that hankering? How can we get that intensity in bhakti? Many times devotees ask. The answer to that question is given here in this particular shloka. So let's explore this shloka now. And maybe we'll discuss this shloka only today. Yes. So we all can chant the shloka. Please repeat after me. Naisham matastavadurukramangrim. Sprashatya anartha pagamo yadarthah. Mahiyasam padarajobhishekham. Nishkinchananam navrinitayavat. So this is, we are discussing text 32 of chapter 5, 7th canto. So it says, Na esha matihi tavad urukramangrim. So it is not possible to fix our consciousness at the lotus feet of Urukrama. Urukrama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Urukramangrim, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sprashati anartha apagamaha yat arthaha. So this basically means that the person is very much inclined towards materialistic life. They cannot be attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified by his uncommon activities. So now what is the solution? Solution is mayasam pada rajobhishekam nishkinchananam na vrinitayavat. Mahiyasam means the great souls, the ones who have attained Krishna. Padaraja means dust of the lotus feet. Abhishekam means, hope we know Abhishekam. Nishkinchananam, now the description is given about those devotees. How are they? Nishkinchananam, they don't have anything to do with this material world. Navrinita yavat. So as long as, you know, we don't take shelter of these niskinchananam, this mayasam, these personalities, we cannot get that strong attachment to Krishna, that hankering, that intensity. Or to put it the other way around, we can become intense in our bhakti, we can get that hankering, we can get that intense urge, intense thirst, not to attain Krishna, only and only when we smear our entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of such great devotees. Let's see what Prabhupada wants to say here in the purport. Oh, it's a long purport. Becoming Krishna conscious brings about anartha apagamaha, the disappearance of all anarthas, the miserable conditions we have unnecessarily accepted. The material body is the basic principle of these unwanted miserable conditions. The entire Vedic civilization is meant to relieve one from these unwanted miseries. But persons bound by the laws of nature do not know the destination of life. As described in the previous verse, Isha Tantrayam Uru Damni Baddaha. They are conditioned by the three strong modes of material nature. The education that keeps the conditioned soul bound life after life is called materialistic education. Basically, Prabhupada is talking about our school and colleges. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that materialistic education expands the influence of Maya. Such an education induces the conditioned soul to be increasingly attracted to materialistic life and to stray further and further away from liberation from unwanted miseries. So, I think this is what we have been experiencing already. So, when we start practicing Krishna consciousness, when we start practicing bhakti, automatically, there are various things that will manifest. maybe I should speak something about people who take up bhakti very fast, and then we'll speak the other aspects. So we'll see that maybe in the same batch of people, say 50 people, they attend the Gita course and they get into Bhakti Vriksha. We will see that some people in no time, 16 rounds, 20 rounds, every day reading, every day hearing, and then, you know, Krishna Seva, Krishna Sadak, Upasak, Prabhupada Ashra, initiation, done. So very, very fast, you know, people will jump, you know, some people. So they are the ones who have left in the past life somewhere. And when they take it up, you know, they just continue from the place where they have left. And you know, there are people, you know, who keep struggling, you know, with a few small things. So you find both the categories and obviously a huge range of people in between. In all the cases, we will find that once the person starts practicing bhakti, automatically there will be lots and lots of positive changes. Lots of positive changes. In fact, our Gita course students, you know, they are every now and then texting saying, my life has changed, my life has transformed. This, you know, this particular thing which I wanted to always get, I've got it. I mean, some quality. This particular habit I wanted to give up, I've already given up. So all these things will manifest automatically. Why? Because when we start practicing bhakti, we are associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Arjuna very beautifully is describing the qualities of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Pavitram. He's calling us Pavitram. He's telling that you are all pure, O Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. So now when we associate with all pure person, automatically we will also get purified. See, that is the reason again and again, now Prabhupada mentions in his purports, that we should try to associate with Krishna more and more. And the word that uses again and again is, one should be fully Krishna conscious. One should be fully engaged in service of Krishna. And these are the two words that Prabhupada uses most often in his purports. Why this is so important to be always engaged in Krishna's service? Because when we come in association of Krishna, we'll get purified. And don't do this. Don't try at home. You might have already experienced that as soon as we stop or give a pause to devotional service, you know, say you go to your native place or some meetings or something away from devotees, we will see that automatically our consciousness goes down and down and down. In fact, we get calls sometimes, Prabhuji, please save. The SOS. Yes, please save, I'm struggling here, please save, I'm drowning, please save. So this point of when we go away from devotees, when we go away from devotional service, automatically the anarthas will creep in, automatically. So this is the reason we start feeling very low in our life, very low in spiritual life, very low in material life also for that matter, right? So the point that is made here is that when we are engaged in service of Krishna, when we are in touch with Krishna, through devotional service, through Krishna consciousness, what happens? Automatically, these anarthas in our heart will get cleansed. Slowly, but steadily. And one day, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God, we can get rid of it completely. And there are some obstacles in our life. What are those obstacles, you know, which does not allow us to move forward? And here, you know, Prabhupada is saying, materialistic education, our degrees, whatever degrees we have. So, as Kunti Maharani says, Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri. So Shruta, basically here, she's talking about education. The ones who are very educated, very qualified, you know, in material education, it's very difficult for them, you know, to accept bhakti and to become intense in devotional service. Because in devotional service, you know, one of the important aspects is one has to become very humble. Dainyata. It is described that the a person who becomes dainya, you know, who gets a lot of dainyata, a lot of humility, that person actually attracts the mercy of Krishna. So, I guess in Bible also they say something like, the meek inherits the kingdom of God. Some statement is there like this. Yes. So, but with the unfortunate situation of being extra qualified in materialistic education, you know, it acts like obstacles. Unfortunately, it acts like obstacles. And it does not allow us not to hear Krishna Katha, to hear Bhagavad Katha, to hear Bhagavad Gita with open-minded, broad-minded. And we meet so many people like that. They are like, no, I know better than you. No, let me take myself. Let me choose myself from Bhagavad Gita. So they will choose according to whatever their, you know, contaminated mind says. They will choose accordingly from the Shastra. But they don't understand one thing, that we cannot choose. We have to accept as it is whatever is there. So who can accept as it is? The ones who have some space, right? Ones who have some space here in the head or in the heart. But then if it is contaminated with all the ego and pride because of the materialistic opulence, materialistic qualification, it becomes very difficult, right? So we all belong to that category. You know, we all have that material qualification. We all have got good educational qualifications. But then we have to tell again and again to ourselves that goal of life is to attain Krishna. What will I do with this material education? As I always say, we might start our life from ABCD and end with PhD. But when we die, again, we start with ABCD only. It's not that we start from double PhD. Yes. So everything we want to leave back and go, why the hell then we have to be proud about it, right? So this point again and again, we have to hammer ourselves, especially when it comes to accepting what is spoken in Bhagavad Katha or Bhagavad Gita sessions. And here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that materialistic education expands the influence of Maya. So I leave it on to you all to explore this particular line. Very deep. One may ask why highly educated persons do not take to Krishna consciousness. The reason is explained in this verse. Unless one takes shelter of a bona fide, fully Krishna conscious spiritual master, there is no chance of understanding Krishna. So there are people, I would call them as unfortunate, because it becomes very difficult for them to understand who is Krishna or to accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because a devotee's touch is missing in their life. In fact, let me tell you something. In foreign countries, there are people who have done PhD, double PhD on Srimad Bhagavatam, and they are not devotees. Can you imagine this? After studying Bhagavatam, very, very scrutinizingly, and writing thesis on that and things like that, still the person is not becoming a devotee. There are great scholars who have done PhD and some higher qualification that as well on Jiva Goswami scriptures, Rupa Goswami scriptures, which are very complicated, but they are not devotees. They are able to compose Sanskrit verses very nicely, but they are not devotees. They don't have that one-pointed focus for attaining Krishna. Why? Because they don't have the touch of a pure devotee in their life. So touch of a pure devotee in our life is very, very important. Till the point a pure devotee does not enter our life, we cannot become intense in devotional service. We cannot take a bhakti only. What was the qualification of hippies? Tell me. In the Bowery, where Prabhupada went, what was the qualification of those hippies? They had no qualification at all. They were drunkards, they were meat eaters, they were gamblers, they were woman monglers. What qualification? In fact, it's almost like, they are reading Shastra and, doing all the sinful activities mentioned in Shastra. It's almost like that. But then, just because Prabhupada entered their life, people who were literally swimming in gutters, in drainage system, now, they were picked up by Prabhupada, and Prabhupada cleansed them very nicely, gave them bath personally, with nice Ganga water, just flowing from his mouth. And he placed them on a very, very high transcendental platform. What qualification they had? Prabhupada gave them qualification. So who did everything here? Prabhupada did everything. So it's not by our endeavor. It's the mercy of a pure devotee that actually pulls us up, to a very high platform. So we have to... Firstly, we are very fortunate, to have Prabhupada in our life, who is the Senapati Bhakta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just imagine, we all are so fortunate, I take this opportunity to glorify a bit about Prabhupada. We all are so fortunate that, we have got connected, to this bona fide sampradaya called Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Iskon Sampradaya. Yes, we are very, very fortunate. Because in this particular sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Who is? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha and Krishna combined together is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Lord could have chosen any sampradaya, but he chose this sampradaya and he appeared in this particular sampradaya. And then the Senapati Bhakta of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also appeared in this particular sampradaya. Senapati Bhakta, the commander-in-chief, that is our dear Srila Prabhupada, who did this Herculean task of spreading Lord Chaitanya's message all around the world. Lord Chaitanya opened the storehouse of love of God, you know, for all of us. But then it was not distributed. And who took that love of God and distributed to everyone? It was Prabhupada. Prabhupada did that. If today all of us have been saved, you know, from the greatest danger of sliding to the lower species, then it's only because of Srila Prabhupada. Only because of Srila Prabhupada. We all are eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada. Even if we take lifetime after lifetime birth in ISKCON and serve, we might not be able to repay, you know, what Srila Prabhupada has given us. He has saved us. Can you imagine? He has saved us. In fact, maybe we cannot get that intense feeling that how Prabhupada has saved us. Maybe because right from childhood we have been hearing about Krishna, and maybe we have got some Brahminical samskara, you know, from our parents or whatever. But those foreigners are able to feel. Foreigners are able to feel that, yes, Prabhupada saved me. No, Prabhupada saved me. In fact, now it's in book distribution season is going on. The entire month is for book distribution. So during book distribution, one of the important things that matters is our conviction. Our conviction in the books of Srila Prabhupada. If we have strong conviction in the books of Srila Prabhupada, automatically, you know, we can... convey our conviction through our words, not to the opposite person. Let me tell you a very nice pastime. I don't remember the names. Long time I heard this pastime. So one person who was considered to be mad. So he came to the temple and then, you know, he was not doing much. So devotees thought of taking him to the book distribution.
Yes.
So by Prabhupada's mercy, he was allowed to stay in the temple. And with devotees, he would go out with for book distribution. So first day, you know, he went out with devotees for book distribution. And then he took the book and then he went and came back. He took another book. He went, he came back empty-handed. He came back empty-handed. And he took so many books like that and he distributed all of that. And these devotees were struggling to distribute books. So these devotees went and they saw what this personality is doing. So only thing that the person was doing was, let me see some photo of Prabhupada. Now, so he was holding a book in his hand and there was a Prabhupada's photo. And, you know, he was again and again showing the two people that this person saved my life. This person saved my life. You take this book. This will save you as well. Your life will be saved. This person saved my life. This is the only statement that he was saying. And he was so convinced of this, that as soon as he would speak to someone, that person would take a book. And I'm not talking about Indians who know about Bhagavad Gita. I'm talking about foreigners who don't know what is Bhagavan, who don't know what is Bhakti, who don't know what is Bhakta. They were taking books from him, right? So this conviction, you know, matters a lot, you know, when it comes to speaking to others during book distribution. So we have to just speak, you know, what we're convinced of, and we will see the miracles. So this conviction, you know, we get when we understand that how indebted we are, you know, towards this wonderful personality, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Senapati Bhakta of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the savior of the whole world, the savior of our life. So this is a very, very important realization, the gratitude that we all ISKCON devotees should have in our heart. Jadi Prabhupada na hoito tabe ki hoito jivana bhaita kishe. If Prabhupada wouldn't have been there, what would have happened to all of us? Today, a Tuesday evening, maybe we would have sat in front of a television, you know, watching, you know, some obnoxious stuff, which will just drag us into hellish planets. In fact, you know, what Prabhupada did, Prabhupada gave qualification to ones who are not qualified. And we all belong to that category, but obvious. So it's like, in general, everyone in the material world, their trajectory is going towards the hell. Their natural course of action, natural course of life is going towards the hell. It's natural. But only when a devotee enters the life of that person, that trajectory which was going down towards hell takes a turn and starts going towards Goloka Vrindavan. So who gives that turn? Like in our childhood, No, we were playing with that toy where you give a key and then, you know, it starts moving ahead. Or some remote control, some cars which come, you know, it just moves ahead. You just turn it, it will start moving in a different direction. That's how, you know, the pure devotees do. They just turn the course of action of the person, course of life of the person. And this is what Prabhupada has done. And this is what Prabhupada's disciples, who are pure devotees, they are doing. So what is very, very important in our life is in touch with a pure devotee. When we come in touch with a pure devotee, they just turn our life like anything. And when they turn our life, no one can stop us going back home, back to Godhead, attaining Krishna this very lifetime. Yes. So it's very important that we pray to the Lord that please give me association of a pure devotee. See, our desires, you know, have to be very, very clear now. We cannot pray anything and everything now, because we want to attain perfection in this life. So, you know, this desire we should offer, you know, this prayer we should offer, that please give me the association of a pure devotee. And if Krishna gives us the association of a pure devotee, automatically we will get that mercy of the pure devotee. Our desire, you know, will become intense. The hankering will become intense to attain Krishna. Automatically. It's all about they praying for us, they remembering us. And here, they might be there somewhere in a different place. They praying for us, they remembering us. We here sitting in a different place, our heart will change. Our heart will transform. This is the power of association of a pure devotee. Yes. So Prabhupada has given us the opportunity. You know, he has given so many pure devotees. But then we have to become qualified to get their association. So that this is the prayer that we should offer, that please help me. Now please shower your mercy so that I can get the mercy of a pure devotee, the association of a pure devotee. Yes. And once that happens, automatically everything else will manifest. And that's what Prabhupada is telling in this particular shloka, that unless one takes shelter of a bona fide, fully Krishna conscious spiritual master. So Prabhupada is talking about a pure devotee. There is no chance of understanding Krishna. The educators, scholars, and big political leaders worshipped by millions of people cannot understand the goal of life and take to Krishna consciousness. For they have not accepted a bona fide spiritual master and the Vedas. Therefore, in the Mundaka Upanishad, it is said, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Na Medaya Na Bahuna Shrutena. One cannot become self-realized simply by having an academic education, by presenting lectures in an erudite way, or by being an intelligent scientist who discovers many wonderful things. One cannot understand Krishna unless one is graced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only one who has surrendered to a pure devotee of Krishna and taken the dust of his lotus feet can understand Krishna. First, one must understand how to get out of the clutches of Maya. The only means is to become Krishna conscious. And to become Krishna conscious, very easily, one must take shelter of a realized soul, a Mahatma, or a Mahat or a Mahatma, whose only interest is to engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. And now Prabhupada is quoting various shlokas to give us Praman, that only by the mercy of a pure devotee, we can get that intense desire in order to do devotional service. The first shloka that he is quoting is from Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 13th shloka. Mahatmanastu maam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajantya anana ananya manaso jnatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Therefore, to end the unwanted miseries of life, one must become a devotee. Then he says, Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. Another shloka. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gurau. Tasyaite katitahi artha prakashante mahatmanah. Only onto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. यम एवैष वृणुते तेन लभ्यस्तस्यैष आत्मा विवृणुते तनुम स्वाम. द लॉर्ड इज ऑब्टेन्ड ओनली बाय वन हुम ही हिमसेल्फ चोजेस. टू सच अ पर्सन ही मैनिफेस्ट हिज ओन फॉर्म. देर आर वैदिक इंजंक्शंस. वन मस्ट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ अ रियलाइज्ड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, नॉट अ मटेरियल एजुकेटेड स्कॉलर और अ पॉलिटिशियन. One must take shelter of a nishkinchana, a person engaged in devotional service and free from material contamination. That is the way to return home back to Godhead. So this is a very, very strong purport, you know, which Prabhupada has given. If you get time, please read it again. Seventh canto, 5th chapter, 32nd shloka. So here, Prabhupada is making it very, very clear for all of us that only and only and only by the mercy of a pure devotee we can attain Krishna. So, as it is very rightly said in various places, that our blunt senses cannot grasp the understanding about Krishna. Not possible. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Atah Shri Krishna Namadina Bhavet Grayam Indriye Sevon Mukhehi Jivhado Swayam Eva Spratyada. Atah Shri Krishna Nam Adi. Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, nam adi, na bhavet grayam indriye. We cannot capture all this by our blunt senses. Na bhavet grayam indriye sevon mukhehi jivhado. But when we start chanting the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What happens? Swayam eva spuratyada. Krishna himself, you know, he'll reveal himself to us. And this is a very, very great benediction. Very, very great benediction. Krishna revealing himself to us. And how can we get the taste in chanting? How can we get the taste in bhakti? Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shushrusho shadda dhanasya vasudeva katharuchihi syan mahat seva ya vipra punya tirtha nishevanat. So here it is said, Shushrusho shadda dhanasya vasudeva katharuchi. How can we get ruchi in Vasudev's katha, in Krishna katha? How can we get the taste in practicing bhakti? Syan mahat sevaya vipra. By serving a mahat, by serving a pure devotee, now we can get this, taste in practicing bhakti. So this, suppose someone says that, no, I'm not getting taste. It means, you know, we are not serving a pure devotee. Yes, this is what is happening. So currently, now we might not be in direct touch with a pure devotee because we might not be that qualified, because it needs some qualification, you know, to get in touch with a pure devotee. But then we are fortunate that still we have the association of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. So every single day, you know, this one mood should be there that I want to serve Srila Prabhupada. I want to serve Srila Prabhupada. And by Prabhupada's mercy, yes, Prabhupada will say, none of the pure devotee in our life will physically come and, you know, twist our ears and teach us lessons. And that personality is called a spiritual master. Yes. So every day we need to serve Srila Prabhupada. And we are very fortunate that this month of December is going on, the Gita Marathon, where you know, we can directly follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, that distribute my books. Read my books, distribute my books. This is what Prabhupada said. So distributing Prabhupada books, you know, is a nice service, you know, that all of us have got. And as I described that pastime, the only thing that we have to go and tell is, this person saved my life, or this book saved my life, or this is a very, very important book, you know, which can transform anyone's life. If this conviction we have because of our daily practice of devotional service, we can give a book to anyone and everyone. Yes, anyone and everyone. There have been cases where, you know, so many big personalities, you know, they have got books from our devotees, you know, who are not even well-to-do in their day-to-day life, I mean materially, right? So the point that I'm trying to put forward is, we just need to have that intense desire that, yes, I want to serve a pure devotee. And then when we realize, oh, Senapati Bhakta, oh, my grand spiritual master, or the great-grand spiritual master, dear Srila Prabhupada, is a pure devotee, Senapati Bhakta, and I'm in touch with him through his books, through the service of book distribution, then automatically, you know, the desire to serve him more and more will increase. So we all can take this opportunity in this month of December to distribute the books. Now, there are various ways to distribute books. So one is we ourselves can get books for ourselves, whatever books we don't have, first. Second, No, we can make a list of people who are very near and dear ones to us. We can gift Bhagavad Gitas to them. We can gift Krishna books to them. Yes. These two books can be easily gifted to people. And the third thing is, now we go on the roads, or nowadays roads is difficult, so at least maybe we can do some calling. And we can convince people about taking a Bhagavad Gita. You make 10 calls, at least one person will accept. Yes, one person will accept to purchase a Bhagavad Gita. So at least this much we can do now sitting at home. So now in Belandur sector, we are planning that all those Gita course contacts, I guess we have some 2,000 plus contacts. So we can again dig those contacts back, and then again we can call them, and we can try to convince. So maybe this Saturday evening, I'm planning to call, distribute the contacts, and we can start that calling Sankirtan party. Our Achyut is doing very nicely, so it's very inspiring. So some devotees said that why don't we also start using these contacts? So we all can do that. So Saturday evening, for 1 hour, we all can come together, say from 7:30 to 8:30. Our Zoom call, we mute ourselves, and we can see others also calling. We'll get some enthusiasm, so we can also call. And then in between, we can keep texting. Oh, this person took a book, or this person chastised me like this. Don't call this person. Be aware of this number. Be aware of this name. So it will be fun, to come together and do this service. Anyways, it's a big background work to be done before we roll out this service. So yes, this is a very nice opportunity to do. And another is Gita Dan. There are many, many people who want to give money in donation. Many people. The only thing is we have to convince them about the best Dan that you can do in this month is Shastra Dan, or distributing Gita for free. And that's actually a great Dan. That person will be benefited. For sure, that person will be benefited. Right? So this is a service that we can offer to Srila Prabhupada. And the mood while doing the service is very important. It's not that just by doing the service, sab ho jayega. The mood is very important. The mood is, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Prabhupada. Not that I want to prove to someone, ah, see, I'm such a nice book distributor. I have such great skills that I can distribute books to anyone and everyone. It hardly matters. Because our past karma, maybe we might have got some speaking skills. And another person might have not got. But then, if the mood of that person is very nice, and then he has an intense mood, I want to please Srila Prabhupada, and he's calling and calling and calling. But since he's not able to speak properly, no one is taking a book. And the other person, having a nice vocabulary and nice communication skill, he's calling. Every call he's distributing 10 to 15 books. And then he starts feeling, oh, I'm such a nice book distributor. Who will get the mercy of Prabhupada? The person who is not able to distribute even one book. That person will get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because he has the mood that I want to give pleasure to Prabhupada. I want to serve this Mahat, Mahat Sevaya. That's what we want to do. We want to do Mahat Seva. We want to serve a pure devotee. This is what is the mode. So if this is the mode while doing book distribution, yes, I know Srila Prabhupada will be pleased. The entire Guru Parampara will be pleased. And what else we want in life? If they are pleased, what else we want in life? Yes, automatically everything else will manifest. So this is called as taking the association of a pure devotee by serving that pure devotee. So when we serve a pure devotee, if they are pleased, the mercy will flow, and when the mercy flows, the taste for Krishna increases, Krishna bhakti increases. And when the taste increases, then automatically, we'll start engaging ourselves in bhakti intensely. As of now, what is missing in our life is taste. So once the taste comes, automatically, 24 by 7, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It will just go on and on and on. As of now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And then the Sakshi Mala, we just keep moving. Chalo, 16 done. Shh, give it. Now tomorrow morning we'll see in Japa session. Yes. So we'll get that taste. And once that taste comes, oh, bhakti will be so blissful, so blissful. So I was back in, I had gone to Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, there are a few of my friends. So one of them, in this lockdown, he stayed in Vrindavan, almost for a good number of months. Now, this devotee, by the mercy of pure devotees, he has been serving so many pure devotees and Prabhupada for such a long time. He would chant entire day and night. Only thing that he would take a break for is having lunch. He would have only once food, and then he would just keep chanting. Now, he's again qualified from some IIT. And working in a very big company, But then that intense desire to attain Krishna is so much in that person. You know, entire day would keep chanting. Where the taste is coming, don't know. Obviously, from Shastra we got to know today, from a mercy of a pure devotee. And he was doing that. And he would not talk to anyone also, you know, around. He would be so busy. He would be so busy, always chanting, chanting, chanting. Right? Just imagine, a person who is much more qualified than most of us, and you know, that personality, you know, being, he has gone to Vrindavan for a few months, and then there he's chanting day and night together, sleeping a few hours, 1 or 2 hours hardly. That's what I heard, you know, from people who are staying with him. So in this way we see that people have got the mercy of a pure devotee. You know, they can do this. You know, they can do this. So when I was traveling from I guess we had gone to Barsana, and we were coming back from Barsana to Vrindavan, to back to our you know, ashram. So at that time, when the driver who was there besides, he was sharing about one sadhu. Now this sadhu is there in the village of the driver. He named some village in Vrindavan, in Brajamandal. So he was telling that this sadhu who is there, he would not go out for begging also. So every day, some or the other person in that village will give 2 chapatis to him. So he will just take 2 chapatis, he'll eat, and entire day, he would be just busy with his beads, chanting the holy names of the Lord, entire day. And he was telling that I have never ever seen him doing anything else apart from chanting. This is like very high level. You know, for us, if we focus on 16 rounds properly, that is a very, very big thing. You know, chanting 24/7 is, you know, obviously that should be the goal. You know, the chanting internally should go on. But then, as of now, that's not the current situation, right? So how come these people are doing, able to do this? By the mercy of the Lord and by the mercy of the pure devotee. Yes. So every single day when we are chanting, now this should be our prayer, always begging to the Lord that please help me. I don't have any taste for bhakti. No. We have to tell the Lord. Frankly, we have to tell. See, we can become nice actors in front of various devotees, like currently the way I am doing. So we can act in front of all the devotees that we are very nice devotees. But then we cannot act in front of Krishna. Other devotees might say, Prabhuji, Mataji, you are so nice, such a great devotee you are. And then externally we might say, no, I am not a great devotee. Internally we are feeling so nice. Yeah, you are correct. Absolutely correct. What were you doing till date? You are not understanding my glory till now? What sort of person you are? No? Mudha? Yes, we might act in front of others. Others might also accept our acting as the truth. But then we cannot act in front of Krishna. So when we go in front of Krishna, as I always say, we should be completely nagna, completely nude. I mean, we should be completely what we are inside. We cannot act in front of Krishna. We have to tell Krishna, I don't have taste in bhakti. This is the fact, oh Krishna. I don't have taste in bhakti. Somehow I'm struggling. By the mercy of the association of the devotees around me, I'm trying my best in order to practice bhakti. But then, oh Krishna, to be frank, no, I'm struggling. I'm a struggler. Yes. But please help me. With your mercy, this struggle, you know, during devotional service, you know, will reduce day by day, and I'll get a lot of taste, and I'll do bhakti with taste. And this will happen only by your mercy. Only by your mercy. Now, please help me, O Lord. Please help me. This cry for Krishna is very, very important. That, oh Lord, please help me. Please help me. Please help me. This help that we're asking from Krishna has to be asked, you know, with a lot of intensity. That, please help me. Can we understand one thing? That time is flying. Time is flying. Can you imagine when this COVID season started? You know, when we started our Bhagavatam sessions. It was, what, March at that time? March, you know, we started. Now it's December that is going on. Can we imagine? Now the COVID situation was like everyone's locked in and so fearful. No one is ready to go out. Office works were like slackened a bit and things like that. And now look at the situation. Again, people are back. Again, things are getting normal. And you know, it's December. It's like flick. You know, it's just like a flick of a second. Can we imagine that? Like this, the days will go on and on and on. The days will keep flying. And that day will not be too far when we will be there on our deathbed taking last breath. This is the urgency. This is the urgency that each and every one of us have to understand. This is the urgency. This understanding of urgency is missing in the life of devotees. Now, actually, I'm reminding myself, I'm not telling any of you, I'm reminding myself that this urgency is missing, you know, in us. This urgency that anything can happen anytime. Time is flying. ठीक है, एनीथिंग कैन हैपन एनी टाइम इज वन केस, एनी टाइम वी कैन लीव अवर बॉडी. अदर थिंग इज ओके वी माइट बिकम ओल्ड एंड लीव बॉडी, सो दैट इज ऑल्सो यू नो दैट इज ऑल्सो गोइंग वेरी फास्ट राइट, द डेज आर रनिंग सो फास्ट. So that day, you know, will come very soon. You know, when we'll become old and, you know, we might leave our body at that time. Yes. So this urgency, this factor has to be understood that anything can happen anytime, or, you know, the time is flying so fast. Let me become more and more Krishna conscious. And then when we understand this urgency, then automatically prayers will come. Not from the mouth, it will come from the heart. Even if you keep the mouth shut, the heart will speak. I'll give you a simple scenario to understand the urgency factor. So imagine, this shouldn't happen. I pray to Krishna. I'm just giving a scenario. Imagine that, you know, we are stuck, you know, in a room. Okay? And there is a great fire that has you know, taken place in the house. And the fire is spreading and spreading and spreading, and you are there and you cannot do anything because all the doors are locked. You're trying your best to break it. Nothing is working. What will we do? What will we do in that situation? What will we do in that situation? The only thing at that time we'll do is cry out for Krishna, right? That cry will be so intense at that time. Cry will be so intense. That intense cry, you know, is needed. That intense cry is needed, right? In fact, you know, the devotees have shared when they have traveled in flight and when there's turbulence in the flight, that chanting, you know, which they did for that few minutes during that turbulence was so intense, and never ever such chanting has happened. This is what devotees say, you know, the ones who have faced this problem. So that urgency factor, you know, has to be understood. We cannot slacken in our bhakti, in our day-to-day life. We cannot. If we slacken in our bhakti, to come back again to the same point, like we started here, and again we slacken, we go down, to come back again to the same point, it will take weeks together and months together. And again we go up and again come down, again go up. Kya chal kya raha hai? We are doing this only. This is what is life meant for. Life is meant for exponentially going towards Goloka Vrindavan. Yes? And this will happen. This will happen when we remind ourselves of the urgency factor. This is what is the urgency. And if we can just remember this urgency during our chanting, automatically that cry will come for Krishna. That, oh Krishna, please help. Oh Krishna, please help. Oh Krishna, please help. Right? And with this mood, you know, when we do devotional service, we will relish devotional service. Because Krishna's mercy will surely flow. Surely flow. See, Krishna is called as Vara Isha. You remember, we had we were singing this Damodarashtakam. Every single day, in that you know, word comes Vara Isha. So he is a person, you know, Vara. You know, he can give any Vara, he can give any benediction. So what is that lacking in us to ask for a benediction? We are not asking for a proper benediction. That is what is lacking in us. We are not begging properly. That is what is lacking in us. The day we do it, we will get it. We will get it. We will get, you know, whatever we need in spiritual life. We will get it. Today morning, we were hearing in Bhagavatam class, today morning or yesterday morning, that whenever we have a material desire, so Krishna delegates the material, that particular desire that we have to the Prakriti, and you know, he orders Prakriti that you execute this. And when we have a spiritual desire, intense spiritual desire, you know what Krishna does? Krishna personally comes and orchestrates that particular desire. He personally executes that particular desire. Now the question is, do we have a proper desire? Second question is, are we asking properly to Krishna? Third question is, are we having a proper mood, you know, when we are doing devotional service? And if the answer is yes, 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 then yes, we are good devotees. Now we are practicing nicely. If it is no, then yes, you know, we have to get all these things back. And bhakti is simple, right? What is the great thing in bhakti? It is much, much simpler than Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga. They struggle so much. They struggle so much. You know, it's like they avoid so many palatable dishes. They avoid the association of people. They avoid hearing songs. They avoid singing. They avoid dancing. And look at us. You know, every now and then there is a feast. Every now and then there is a feast. You know, some devotees meet together and you know, there is a feast. Yes, someone takes birth, there is a feast. Someone dies, there is a feast. Someone you know, has some anniversary, there is a feast. Every now and then there is a feast. On the day of fasting also we feast. Can you imagine? And all the time we have the opportunity to do kirtan and dance and sing and so much. So bhakti is a very, very easy process. But the only thing is, these aspects that I just mentioned about the mood and about the prayer and about the desire, you know, has to be proper. And if it is that is proper, then things will manifest. Very, very nicely things will manifest. Yes. So I'll take, it's just translations. We'll read next two translations and we'll stop for the day. After Prahlad Maharaj had spoken in this way and become silent, Hiranyakashipu, blinded by anger, threw him off his lap and onto the ground. Same person was crying. You know, what did he do? Prahlad Maharaj came and he touched the feet of Hiranyakashipu and he took Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and he was crying and crying and crying, and the tears were so much that it was bathing Prahlad Maharaj. Abhishekam was happening of Prahlad Maharaj. That much love, you know, Hiranyakashipu was manifesting. And look at this now. As soon as Hiranyakashipu understood that this personality is siding with my enemy Vishnu, he just threw that person down. This is called demoniac nature. Demons will always keep changing. Their moods will always keep changing. Mood swings. Demons have mood swings. You know, this is what we understand from here. Indignant and angry, his reddish eyes like molten copper, Hiranyakashipu said to his servants, "Oh demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him as soon as possible. This boy Prahlad is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in devotional service of enemy Lord Vishnu like a menial servant. Although Prahlad is only 5 years old, even at this young age, he has given up his affectionate relationship with his father and mother. Therefore, he is certainly untrustworthy. Indeed, it is not at all believable that he will behave well towards Vishnu also." So in this way, Hiranyakashipu, you know, he has ordered his ministers, all the demoniac ministers, to kill Prahlad. The next section that we're going to enter is going to be a very, very interesting section where Prahlad Maharaj will be tortured, you know, by the demons, and Prahlad Maharaj will take shelter of Krishna. These next few sessions are going to be very, very intense because we'll be discussing about taking shelter of Krishna in tough times. And Prahlad, and who else, you know, can be a great example than Prahlad Maharaj? Yes. A small boy, can you imagine a 5-year-old boy, he taking shelter of Krishna? And what is our age? 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, and maybe more than that. We are greater than him, but for us, taking shelter of Krishna becomes difficult. But it is said that if we hear the glories of a devotee, a pure devotee, taking shelter of Krishna, automatically, we will also get those qualities. So with that hope, you know, with that intensity, we can hear, you know, Prahlad Maharaj's Charita. And, you know, we will see the next few chapters are going to be very, very amazing and intense, where Hiranyakashipu will appear and he'll kill, Narasimhadev will appear, he'll kill Hiranyakashipu. And after all that, the 10th chapter, you know, where we're going to end our Prahlad Charita, that is going to be so intense because there Prahlad Maharaj is going to offer prayers to Narasimhadev. Oh, that's next level. No, that's that section itself is so wonderful. So wonderful. Yes. So let's discuss that. Now, every Tuesday we are meeting at same time, 7 o'clock. And for 1 hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes, we'll be discussing, you know, these pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. So I open up for the questions and reflections. If any, please go ahead. Yes, so you can unmute if you want to share some realization, or you can also post here. I would read it for everyone. Please take 2 minutes and please type in your realization. And the ones who can speak, you know, please go ahead. Yes, can we have someone? You can raise your hand. I'll call out your name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes, Shabrish Prabhu, please go ahead.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु प्रभु कैन यू हियर मी?
Yes.
ओके दंडवत प्रणाम प्रभु. सो माय फैमिली वी आर ऑल गोइंग टू माय नेटिव प्लेस दिस वीक. सो लाइक यू सेड अर्लियर व्हेन यू स्टार्टेड ऑफ यू सेड व्हेन वी ट्रैवल वी आर विद नॉन डिवोटीज आवर कॉन्शियसनेस कम्स डाउन. आई वाज जस्ट डिस्कसिंग विद दिस विद माय वाइफ. Because we are going to be in association with seasonal devotees, so even so I'm not sure how to. I was just worried about this. I was just talking to my wife and asking, oh, what do we do?
Okay.
So what do you think is the best solution, Prabhu? We'll be there for 2 weeks. I can't even cancel because it's very important for me.
Yeah. No, we should go. We should go because we have to do meet. We have to meet our parents and, serve them. That is needed. So we are fortunate because all our sessions are online as of now, so we can be there. At least we can take this resolve that come what may, we'll attend our Bhaktivriksha sessions, our Tuesday sessions. So many sessions are Thursday evening, Sunday evening. So if we just attend these sessions, then, our consciousness will be proper. It will not get contaminated, or it will not fall for, very, very far. It might go down a bit, but that's okay. We can get it back. But important is taking association of devotees at that time. So maybe you're fortunate you're going at the right time, not your native, when all the sessions are online. So you can take maximum benefit of devotees. And yes, we can call our mentors, and discuss. Maybe once in 3 days or 4 days, we can call them and talk to them what we are doing and how is our sadhana going. So what happens at home is, mother and father, they have got so much of love for the kid that they cannot see the kid doing austerity. If we get up early in the morning, there the parent would say, "Are every day you get up early in the morning? Sleep now. What is the problem? Sleep." In fact, I've heard from brahmacharis also. Brahmacharis also say when they go home, the parents say, "See, you're struggling so much for the Lord. See, now you've come home, relax a bit. What is the problem? Relax a bit." And obviously, sometimes we'll get demotivation also. This is not the right time, to do devotional service. When you become old, do it. What is the problem? So when we're hearing all this, then the contamination creeps in. And our mind always wants all this only. It's not that we don't want to relax. We want to relax. But people around us who are called as devotees, they don't allow us to relax. They keep telling us, cry for Krishna, call out for Krishna, be intense. So then, we don't relax. But then as soon as we get some entities who tell us that relax, mind will say, look, now Sakshat, mother is telling, Sakshat, father is telling. We have to follow. See, following the instruction of mother and father is very, very important. Then all the philosophy that we have heard, all that will manifest for mother and father. And then it will become very difficult. So the only key or the thumb rule, if we are going into a non-devotee association, we have to be in touch with devotees, at least online, over phone. We have to be in touch with devotees. Then only it is possible that we'll be able to sustain, very nicely. Yes. And bro, I don't think you need to worry much. Your nice devotees, you'll be able to manage.
Prabhu, we won't be able to do bhoga offering, not even eat the sattvic food. I mean, vegetarian is fine, but we probably will have to. For
Yeah.
so long, we didn't eat onion garlic, but I don't know how we are going to adjust there because everything is made with
Correct,
chicken at
correct,
least.
correct,
So.
correct. Maybe you all can tell that you cook every day, so please allow us. We will cook and serve for 2 weeks. So I don't know if this works. Maybe we can see.
Yeah.
Whatever works, as of now, don't worry much about that. But just focus on being connected with devotees.
Okay, bro.
So since you have not taken that shiksha as of now, right? 12-round shiksha, it says only prasadam.
Okay.
So till now you have not taken that, so don't worry much about that. But being connected with devotees is more important. So focus on that more.
Ciao, bro. Thank you.
Yes,
Hare Krishna.
Balaji Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji.
Dandavat.
Yeah. So this hearing the taste for the devotional service is a wonderful point for takeaway today, Prabhu. Because when we serve the pure devotees only, we will get the taste. Exactly, Narada Muni also was a maidservant's son. See? So he also got the taste, became Narada Muni just by serving the pure devotees and eating their remnants. So this is the one. And what we can do for Prabhupada. Prabhupada has done everything. This book distribution is one of the Prabhupada's request. So today, this thought process was going on in mind, and then two of my office colleagues, I didn't even force them. Do you have Bhagavad Gita at your home? It is very auspicious. It is as good as altar. You can have like that. Just 200 only. Then they said, okay, we'll take it like that only. So we just have to put smallest endeavor. That's all. Nothing is required. So if we just do the smallest endeavor, we should be able to please Prabhupada.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice point. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Who was the next one? Yes, Deepak Prabhu, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Supriya Mataji. Yes.
Prabhu, I want to know how we will know that we are pleasing our Guru Maharaj or not, because whatever service I'm doing, I'm not satisfied. I'm not getting that contentness. I'm disturbed actually. So I'm not knowing if it is really pleasing my Guru Maharaj. How do I know that, Prabhu?
So, see, if the mood is proper, automatically we'll get satisfaction, So, if the mood is proper, that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Sri Guru, and we do it as they want. So, when we do that, automatically, that satisfaction will come. But then, what happens in our day-to-day life is, unfortunately, there is a lot of difficulty because of, we start relating to other devotees, what they are doing. So when we start relating to other devotees, start comparing with other devotees, then, it becomes very difficult. Because see, in devotional service, what matters is the mood and, the hankering, to serve one's spiritual master for their pleasure. So quantum of service doesn't matter. See, there are great people, in Bangalore also, we have great personalities who have built huge temples. But then, they have done huge quantum of service. But have they pleased their spiritual master? No. In fact, they have offended their spiritual master in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
So the point that I'm putting forward is that quantum of service does not matter at all. What matters is our mood, and what matters is our commitment towards the spiritual master. Even if we are doing little, like if you remember the South Indian Brahmana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to South India, and that South Indian Brahmana is holding the book upside down. He's holding the book upside down, and then he's trying to read upside down. But the only thing that he was doing was following the instruction of his spiritual master. The only thing that was there in his mind: my spiritual master has told read Bhagavad Gita every day. I will read. He was doing that, and since he was following the instruction of spiritual master, or having the mood, he was not even following properly because he don't know how to read Bhagavad Gita. So he was not even following properly. But the mood was there that I want to follow. I want to please my spiritual master. So when he was doing that, look at the mercy that he got. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Hyanya, Sakshat Radha and Krishna appeared in front of that person. And you know what Lord Chaitanya did? Lord Chaitanya embraced that Brahmana. For what? For doing nothing. Upside down he was reading Bhagavad Gita. For that he embraced. The mood was proper. And his cry was proper. Yes. So what matters in spiritual life is not the quantum of service. It doesn't matter which devotee is doing how much service. What matters is our commitment towards our spiritual master and our mood to please him. That's what matters a lot. If we want to be better than some devotees, then it's a very, very difficult thing. A very, very difficult thing. This is what happens mostly, Because the word service, whenever this word service comes, I always remember another word, comparison. Because whenever there is service, devotees always compare. There's always a comparison. Oh, this devotee is better, that devotee is better. Yes, they are better than me. So I also want to please my spiritual master. Let me do that according to my capacity. So this is what I would say, that we need to have proper mood. And when it comes to service, we shouldn't relate to other devotees. I mean, not compare with other devotees, and things will manifest nicely. No, if the mood is proper, we'll be satisfied. If the mood is not proper, then n number of things we do, a huge quantum of service we do, even if we make the entire Bangalore Krishna conscious, we might not be satisfied.
Prabhu, is it not like when we do more devotional service, we will get more purified and we can chant much more pure and all that, Prabhu?
More devotional service means what? Being in touch with Krishna. That is more devotional service. Mm-hmm. More devotional service doesn't mean quantum of service, like huge quantum of service. Mm-hmm. So the question is, am I in touch with Krishna the entire day in some or the other form?
Okay.
Be it chanting, reading, hearing, cooking, cleaning, deity worship, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So am I in touch with Krishna or not? This is the question. Okay. So if this question, you know, is answered saying, yes, I'm in touch with Krishna, that's enough. That will purify us. So quantum of service doesn't mean that I have to, only if every day I distribute 1,000 books, then I'll get purified. Obviously, we'll get purified. People around us will purify us. But the fact is, that might not be possible for everyone.
Okay.
So the goal of every devotee is, somehow the other, yena krena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat, somehow the other, I want to be in touch with Krishna. This is what is the point.
Okay.
We have to plan our day like that.
Okay.
Answers your question?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you.
Yes, Anuradha Mataji, please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, similar to what Balaji Prabhu has mentioned, basically one Mataji in my group, she wanted to do something with Bhagavad Gita. Like, she was not clear whether she wanted to donate or buy or do something. Then I just shared with her, I know that you are, I knew that she has a group of her friends. She's very old and her husband is no more and kids are all settled. So she was telling me one day that they have a group of people who talk and meet. I said, why don't you gift one book to each of them and they will remember you forever. Anyways, this year was gloomy. So, when it is ending, maybe a piece of chocolate or a sweet with Bhagavad Gita. One is a sweet and explain him that there is something sweeter than this and that is Bhagavad Gita. Please gift all of your friends and they will remember you forever. So Prabhuji, she is in Hyderabad and she has plans of going somewhere. So she went to ISKCON Hyderabad immediately the same day, brought 10 books and she distributed to her friends. I cannot explain in how nice it feels. I never knew that the words that I tell, maybe someone who is of the age of my mother or more than her is respecting it so much. I think it's only Krishna who has made that happen. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was one.
Yes.
And another thing is by herself, I have never discussed with her about food, habits or something. She has been asking me like, how do you cook without onion, garlic, and how do you offer prasadam? Basically, honestly, even I don't do that every day. Like I do it very, very, very less number of times. Let me be very honest. But still, I have explained her, and she told me from 1st of January, she is planning to give up non-vegetarian food because she feels that it is not something right to do. I can't believe that things like that are happening without us stressing about it. She herself has realized that I am not doing the right thing. So that is one Mataji. Another Mataji, she had bought a small Laddu Gopal earlier, and now she said once I attending this Gita courses, I realized that I need a bigger Krishna, and she has started chanting 16 rounds a day. And So she has taken up this very seriously. So yeah, I mean, many stories like this, Prabhuji, like all the participants that were assigned to me, I will not say all of them were like that. Some never spoke, some spoke, but they did not attend the sessions. But yeah, there are some who have made me feel that our words are so strong, the association that we have, and maybe the blessings of all of you all, my Bhakti Vriksha leaders and you and everyone. So the words that come out of our mouth are impacting so many people positively. Even if two people have gotten impacted, it was in a very positive way. And there are two yoga teachers in my group. both of them have started chanting twice a day. So rounds, it is differing, but they are chanting, they are telling their students, like, you know, how, you know, I've started to write my realizations in the Bhakti, the Gita course group, but I don't know where to start and how to end. Maybe I'll start writing and writing. You know, it just feels so blissful. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have nothing, actually. I haven't even attended the Bhagavad Gita courses completely or the Bhakti Vriksha sessions also. I came somewhere in between. And it's like, you know, here and there association. But, you know, the kind of, the kind of impact that I am seeing, which is happening through me, is, you know, I'm so much moved, so much thankful, and thanks for everything.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your realization. It's really wonderful. Yes, Krishna uses as an instrument, you know, his own instrument, when he wants to execute something. And yes, it is said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. By Krishna's mercy, all these things happen. And when he uses us as an instrument, it feels very nice. So you have realized that. That's really wonderful. Really nice. And those devotees, you know, who have taken up 16 rounds and all, you know, it's really amazing. So there's a proof that they just need some exposure. Such people just need an exposure. That's it. And once they get an exposure, they will just fly high, you know, to a great heights. And it's our responsibility, you know, as a group, it's our responsibility to provide such opportunities to people, you know, through book distribution, through this Gita course and all that. So that is the reason, you know, I don't know how many of you might feel, you know, every now and then I keep telling that, you know, you people are doing really amazing service and this and that. So some of them might feel that, oh, this Prabhuji is just flattering to get the work done. But actually, I'm telling from my heart, because I can see that, you know, there's a great opportunity, you know, that we are providing to people in general. You know? And when they get that exposure, you know, they just fly high, you know, really high. Now, not just in your group. I've heard from so many other groups that people have started chanting 8 rounds, 16 rounds. Now, there are people who have given up non-veg, onion, garlic also. Very and it gives a lot of inspiration, a lot of inspiration. Yes, thank you very much for sharing your realization. I'll just read out the realization posted in the chat box and we'll end for today. So many. Okay, starting from Ram Kumar Prabhu. Thanks for reminding us about the urgency factor and intense cry. My pleasure, Prabhu. Only if Krishna selects us and gives his mercy, we can become devotees, and pure devotees' mercy helps us to get taste in bhakti. Yes, yes, Vidya Mataji, absolutely. Murari Prabhu says, so true, Prabhu, experienced for morning wake up. When visited, yes, when we visited home, all this will happen. Krishna Mohan Prabhu is saying, we should pray to Krishna to help cleanse our heart and get rid of material desires. Only Krishna can cleanse our heart. We should develop gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for transforming our lives. Only by the mercy of a pure devotee, we can develop pure desire of going back home or serve Krishna with love and attachment. Absolutely correct. We should realize the urgency of life situation and not waste a single moment and cry to Krishna in chanting to help deliver from fallen condition soul. Yes, fallen condition. Thank you. Chatur Prabhu says, the question is that Prahlad was a Mahabhagavat. He went against his demonic parents. But in the lives of conditioned, we cannot go against the instruction, in their instruction. Like they can go to the extreme, like getting deviated from Vaishnavas. In that situation, how we can get back? And realization is that we have to cry out for the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Okay. We cannot compromise with our devotional service for anyone. Let me be blunt and straightforward. Now, be it parents, be it spouse, be it kids, or anyone for that matter. We cannot compromise with devotional service for anyone. Because our life is rare. We have got a rare human form. How can we compromise, you know, with devotional service? We have to do devotional service, come what may. And there are obstacles, so we have to talk and talk to them about, you know, this is what I want to do and things like that. At times, yes, it will become difficult, but I've seen with time, you know, people get convinced. Seeing our determination and conviction, people get convinced. So it's a personal thing I can share here. So when I joined ashram, Brahmacharya Ashram, giving up my job and things like that, so many of my relatives were calling. So one of my uncle is a police, so he called. And then he started speaking. He said so many things. No, you've ditched your parents, you've done this, you've done that, and you wasted your education. You're so qualified. Why are you wasting like this? Get married, this, that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then after he finished, then I started speaking. And then, whatever I was convinced of, I was speaking. I was like, see, I want to give this life, to help others. And then many people need us. And, we are extending ourselves to help others. And the goal of life is to attain Krishna, to break the cycle of birth and death. And somehow, by the mercy of the Lord, this desire has come. Why are you hindering this desire? Without blessings like superior like yourself, I can never ever progress on the path of bhakti. And I really need your blessings. If you speak like this, what will I be able to do? What he did before keeping the phone, he blessed me profusely. He blessed me profusely. And then he said, go ahead, what you're doing is good. So it all matters on our conviction. What I personally have experienced and believe is that it's not the surrounding which is an obstacle. Our own conviction is an obstacle. We don't have proper conviction and determination to practice bhakti. If that is there, no one on earth can force us not to do bhakti. No one. Now we'll see Prahlad Maharaj's case, a small boy, how he's not at all deterred, from his conviction of practicing bhakti. So it's no one around us who can force us to do anything. Now people say, I was forced to go here. I was forced to eat this. I was forced to do that. Nothing doing. There's nothing called as force. Yes, there's nothing called as force. It's all about having a low conviction, having a low determination. But yes, now with practice of bhakti, with the association of strong devotees, we will get that conviction and determination. And then we can convince anyone and everyone on this planet. Not a problem. Hope this helps you, Prabhu. So Krishna Prasad Prabhu is saying, yeah, I face the same at home. People around me say, why are you doing that now? You can do when you're old. Yes, bro, you're not the only one. All of us have faced this. Now, I keep hearing from so many old people that you should do this in the old age. And when I look at them, they're watching TV. So people give good pravachan, but they don't follow. Yes. Vinupriya Mataji is saying, I remember watching Prahlad's story in movies, just as a fantasy story. Now realizing how hearing from a devotee from a pure parampara, disciplic succession makes so much realization to learn from Prahlad, who is a great devotee. Yes. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai jai. I guess say there was some on YouTube also. So here Sunita Mataji is saying that, yes, Prabhuji, whenever health issues happen to us or family members, these all things will happen. True. We go down in bhakti like that. Yes.